back to Low Carb Life with Brandon Cannon. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of great things, some of the things that you guys are already beginning to let me know that you enjoy. The main crux of what we're talking about will be the 10 pillars of success when it comes to getting things started off right. The low carb life, the physical aspect, psychological, and then wrapping things up. So I hope you enjoy this podcast, and let's get started with the 10 pillars. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love good practical tips that'll help me get going. I enjoy how-to books. I don't like someone to go through and be philosophical with me and talk about different things that never really make, you know, a difference in life. But I want someone to say, hey, you got this situation and your need in your life that you need to be worried about or concerned about. Well, here's three tips, or here's 10 ways and all this kind of thing to get it done. Because I want to be able to look at something and say, okay, if I do A, B, C, and D, then this will happen. Well, hopefully you're like me in this aspect. And so, because if you're not, you're not going to enjoy this. Because what I want to talk about is having the right foundation, like we talked about yesterday, which is the key to everything. Without a good foundation, it doesn't matter how beautiful you want to build a house. It's not going to last very long because the foundation is going to be weak. If you've ever been to a high-rise building and you went down and looked at the bottom there, down the parking decks and different things, you'll be amazed at the just feet of concrete and the different things of steel and the rebar and all these different things. It was a super strong foundation that can then be able to hold up such a high-rise building. And the same thing with low carb. If you want to have low carb be successful longer than a day, you need to have a good, successful foundation that you can build on and then stay on. So part of this right foundation we're going to talk about is 10 keys that will help you. Today is number one, and it is motivation. Motivation is key to everything. Doesn't matter if we're talking about low carb, if you're wanting to write a book, if you're wanting to learn how to ride a bicycle, if you're wanting to go out and find that certain someone to marry, if you want to learn how to part your hair a different way, it's all about having the right motivation that's going to keep you going when the times get tough. As we talked about a long time ago in Low Carb Lifestyles, when I first decided I wanted to lose weight and get healthy was when I found out that my wife was pregnant with our first child. I had been overweight pretty much all of my life, and I thought to myself, I did not want my little girl coming to this world and to see her daddy for the first time and not know if I was her daddy or if I was a whale that had just beached off the ocean. You know, I wanted her to look at me as she grew up and to be proud of her daddy. And some of you may see that and think, oh, that's just stupid. Well, maybe it is, but it was enough for me to get off my behind and get serious about not just losing weight, but increasing my health. At the time, I say getting off my behind because I couldn't jump up and go do anything. It took me forever to get up and sit back down and all that kind of stuff. And that was another thing, is I thought, you know, my little girl is going to be growing, and she's going to want to play with her daddy, hopefully. And I don't want to have to tell her, hang on, honey, let daddy get out off the couch here. I'll come see me in 5 minutes, you know, and I'll be ready to play. You know, I wanted to be able to take part in her life and not just be a spectator. And that was what worked for me. It kept me in the gym. It kept me on days when I just wasn't feeling it. That was what kept me going. And what you need is you need something that you want more than you want those sweets, more than you want that sugar, more than you want to just sit there and do nothing. You need to have something in your life, a goal that you want that's more important to you than being lazy. And I don't mean that as a slight towards you. It's just doing something like the low carb or really any endeavor. It takes effort. It's easy to want to stay still, but it's hard to want to get up and do something. You know, what is Newton saying is laws of motion, law of gravity, that an object at rest tends to want to stay at rest, but an object in motion tends to want to stay in motion. And that's true in this.